Hello, my name is Tim Eitel. I'm a painter from Germany. At the moment, I live in Paris.
It's a project for Liverpool.
For the Liverpool Biennials.
For Liverpool Biennial.
Speciale Biennale di Liverpool.
The paintings here in this show are a selection of pieces from the last 3 years. And I think the theme that they probably all have in common is a certain kind of lostness. So the figures in the paintings, I see them as being in some kind of transitional world. So they don't really belong into our reality, but they remind us of possible alternative lives that we all could lead. And so in the beginning of the process are these photographs, but they are more like sketches or snapshots. So they only help me to memorize or to remember stuff I've seen. And in the making of the painting, I only use certain elements of the pictures. So it's not, and that's pretty important for me. It's not photorealism. So it's not a photo transposed into painting, but it's an image that I compose using certain material. The process begins with something I see in the street, and I mean, in a way, the title of the biennial really fits to that, because it's things that touch me, you know, and in a way, the paintings in the end probably are an attempt to recreate this experience. I like a certain kind of ambiguity, so I think that the my figures are at the same time recognizable and individual, and also types. What I often experience is that people think they recognize people they know in the paintings, people they see from the back. And they are almost totally sure that it's this person they know, but it most of the time it isn't. But I think this is the effect that of the generalization, so that it's not a portrait, but it's an individual person or figure. I'm not showing the face, you get more of a type. But also, I think it helps people to relate more to the figures, you know, because if you do a portrait, it's almost like a confrontation. So you have this other pair of eyes staring at you, but if you turn them around and show the back, then it's almost like you. As a viewer and this figure, you share the same view, you share the same pictorial space. It's like I lack the English word. In German it would be Stellvertreter. So the stand-in for you, you know, in the painting. I mean, I think that people really have very different reactions and see different things in the paintings. And for me, it's important that it is like that, so that there's not this one possible explanation or this one message that I want to give, because there is no message. It's a proposal. But certainly there's, for example, if you paint a group and there is no active communication going on, then it's probably only logical that there's a certain kind of isolation or this feeling of isolation coming up. But it also has to do with painting, I think, because painting doesn't develop in time, so, or you don't experience painting in time. It's because it's an image. It's just this one moment, and so you actually cannot really depict an action or a communication. I think it's totally necessary that the viewer involves himself. I mean, because in a way, the real artwork only exists in the mind of the viewer. So probably there's as many different artworks as there are viewers, you know. But I mean, I guess for me it's that we already just have enough pedagogical impact on ourselves, you know. It's like everybody wants to give you a message. Everybody wants to push you in some direction, or wants you to see something a certain way. And I think in art it should be it shouldn't be like that. It should be more open. Not really. I mean, not more than to many others, you know. But in effect, it's a very different attitude, because I mean, with Richter, it's a reflection on media, on the problematic of painting. So like he always relates painting to photography and tries to figure out what is still possible in this realm. But I think probably my generation, I mean, as far as I can speak for a whole generation, but in my experience, it's that people from my generation tend more to accept the limitations of painting, you know. So that you can't do everything with it. So you can't change the world. I think you can't really have this impact on people, like so painting is not a tool. It's not an educational tool or something. But people thought for a long time that it is, or it could be, and it should be. But sometimes I feel that we live in a time that is totally dominated by the image, so by images, but most people can't really read them. You know, it's that we're dominated by them, but we consume them and or look at them only on a subconscious level. And I could imagine that this is also why people often have problems with painting, because to really get something out of painting, you have to be able to analyze the image, but also it's a handmade image. It's marks on a canvas, you know. So it has all these different layers of meaning, or between being an object and being an image, so being an idea. I mean, it requires time and it requires training. What I experience also with people who see my paintings, and what I really like about it is that, you know, people from very different backgrounds can relate to them because there's something readable. And I like this idea that it's not only for some experts, but that it's also for pretty much everybody can, if he wants to, in a certain way, relate to it. And very often I also realize that that I get the most interesting comments from non-experts, because they just really look what they see. Experts usually first need to categorize. No, it's democratic. It's a proposal for everybody. I also really like with shows like that when the paintings get into a new context, not only in the new city and a new location, but also in the context of other artworks, that it and in the context of a new space, that it changes the perception of the paintings. Also for me myself, I see it always a little bit different. And I also like that it's in a way there's also this process that the curators, that they in a way by putting them into a certain context also give a comment, you know. It's a very subtle comment about where they see my paintings, and that's always interesting for me. It's always a lot of different stuff that influences the work. So pretty much everything you look at somehow changes a little bit your perception of things. But I mean, for me, it's I watch a lot of movies. That's always something that's has an influence. For example, I like a lot the movies of Antonioni. And I like a lot of photography, so actually I look more at photography than at painting. I once did a book where I included photographs, so source material, but I wouldn't install them next to the paintings, or I probably wouldn't even show them in an exhibition situation, because I don't see them as artworks, and on the other hand, I don't like the idea that people start to compare the finished painting with the photographs, and then you start this game that you start looking for elements, and you know, okay, this element here in this photograph, okay, it's in the painting, and because that's not the point. The point is the image.
intervista è stata realizzata e prodotta da Radio Papesse. Se ti è piaciuto il nostro lavoro, aiutaci a sostenerlo. Basta davvero poco. www.radiopapesse.org/sostieni